Peites Sif Gimel. So we finished last time Peites Sif Beis. That was the story with the cheese after the milk, the meat after cheese, the hard cheese, the soft cheese, whatever it is. Okay, so now we continue with Gimel. So Gimel Sif Gimel, the Machlokas Machaber Ramah, is really based on a Tosus and Daf Chul and Kafei Amud Beis. Now it's not covered in our Beis Yosef, so that's why we're not going to do it inside. It's covered rather in Or HaChaim. In Or HaChaim, it discusses the idea of when one washes their mouth during the meal, before the meal. It talks about something about washing Beim Tzayim. The Gemara makes a comment like, "Oh, that's being tafshil l'tafshil, but tafshil basl l'tafshil gvina," and it's unclear what that means. Does it mean meat and milk? Does it mean something cooked with meat, with versus with milk? Right. So there's a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas and tosos right there on the spot about what that means. Bein l'hachar, bein l'hachar. So the machaber follows the more makel version, following his rules, and the Rama says, "Yeah, but everybody's machmer like the more machmer version, as we will see." So here we go. Tafshil shel basar mutol lechol achar of tafshil shel vina. If you eat a tafshil shel basar, so what are we translating a tafshil shel basar? It's like chicken soup. Right, the chicken soup is where it's not talking about in one pot. You know, you use the fleshik pot, then you cook the something part of it. No. We're talking about like you make a chicken soup and you take the chicken out and you just eat the soup. So that's what we call tafshil shel basar, tafshil shel of. You know, meatball sauce. Okay. You know, some kind of sauce where the meat there's no be'ain, but it was actually cooked with real meat. You know, real right. It says like on the side of the. The jars, right? Tafshil shel basar mutar lechol achar of tafshil shel gvina. You're allowed to eat afterwards a tafshil shel gvina. Vanatila b'neim elina el rishus. And the fact that you wash between them is a rishus. You don't necessarily do. The Rama says say you do need it. V'yesh matzvich vanatila. Aval yimbo lechol hagvina atzma achar tafshil shel basar. If after eating chicken soup. You know, chicken, plain chicken soup. One wants to eat real cheese. Or a basar atzmo achar tafshil shel gvina chov litol yadav. Then you, in that case, you would actually have to. It would be a chov. That would be a chiv that you would actually have to wash your hands. What a tafshil shel gvina is, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I can't think of like a practical example of what a tafshil shel gvina would be. You like. But that's cheese. Real with that cheese is on it.
Cheese.
Or even a touch that doesn't have any cheese.
I guess you cook it with the cheese and then you scrape the cheese off. I don't know.
That's a good question.
Maybe if you eat the bottom of a pizza.
Cheeseless
pizza.
What happens to time limitations here?
So what we're saying here is a tafshil shel. This is the machaber. We don't pass him like this. But he's saying that it's not the tafshil shel basar, isn't it? Just plain chicken soup doesn't make you fleshy. Can't eat milk with it.
Do the Sephardi spots in this one?
Yes, I was wondering about that. I looked up in Roy Forst's book. He doesn't quote this sif at all, really. So, I don't know. Let me take a look at about it.
But if you cook chicken soup, you're actually eating the fat of the
Yes, we say you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about real chicken.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. So that's what the Rama argues. Yeah. The Rama that's the first line of the Rama. He passes like the Rashman, like other opinion in Tosus. V'shuman shel basar din kabasar atzmis. It's not true, right? The fat of the meat is like meat itself, and will make you fleshiks the same way. V'nog hu achshav lahachmir. He says nowadays we're knowing to be machmir shelo lechol gvina achar tafshel basar, to not eat gvina after this tafshel basar kama achar basar atzmo, as if it was meat itself. And you better not change it. You better not break down the fence. You know, like you know, there were people with this havamina. They said, "You better don't mess." All right, don't mess. Mihu, however, and this is a very interesting line here. Im ein baser b'tafshil. If there was no meat in the cooked object, rakshani spashil b'kedera shel basar. Rather, it was just cooked in a meat pot. Right, you cooked something you cooked rice in a meat pot, even if it was a ben yomo, 24-hour, right? Mutar lechol
on the same day.
Even on the same day, right? Mutar lechol acharav gvina. You're allowed to eat cheese after that. Ve'ein bo minug lahachmer, and there's no minug to be machmer on that. Okay, so again, this doesn't get this straight, right? You take your fleshik. You're the fleshik pot out of the thing, and you warm up rice in it. and then you're going to have ice cream right afterwards, right? And then, lo and behold, you realize that it was a meat pot. How do you realize it was a meat pot? Because your wife came in and yelled at you. What are you doing with my meat pot? Right? That's generally how I find out. So that if you made that rice, right, that you ate from that pot, does not make you fleishix, right? And there's no minhag to be machmer on that. That's what the Ramah says. And that should be our minug. After cooking that had milk in it, we would have meat. Okay. Let's just finish to the end. Mihu yesh litul yada b'neim, someone wash their hands. I feel lo yechol basar mamishrak b'tavshel shel basar. Just again, this chicken soup or whatever. Achar tavshel shel gvina im naga behen yada v'touch your hands. You should wash them. Shema hamishamish besuda v'nogei b'achilas and enotzarch natila delo hitzrach natila rak la'ochlam. If you're just the shamish and doing care of any touching things, you don't have to worry. It doesn't require washing it, but you only require washing for those that are eating. Okay, now this line of the Ramah here, however, received a lot of attention. Why did it receive a lot of attention? So, Achron wonder why the Ramah is being so machmir here. Okay, we're going to get to, right, this is probably the most serious and most significant and most practical halachos within the laws of Basar Chal, which are the halachos of Nat Bar Nat, no Sin Tam Bar No Sin Tam. And this seems to be a classical case here of Nat Bar Nat, right, that the pot, the not no same time, meaning the meat put taste into the pot, right? And the pot put taste into the whatever was cooked in it, right? The parv stuff. Now, what's the status of that parv stuff, right? Can you eat that with milk?
Not with milk. That's exact same time.
Right. So we say not with milk. That's all of our practice, and that's all what we do, and that's all what we should do. But as we'll see, that's a chumrah of the Ramah. Okay, that's not the chumrah. It's not the chumrah of one of the Balei Tosfos, which the Ramah says to be machmir for. Right, so I'm wondering why the Ramah is so machmir. So I remember when we were learning Yeshiva, Sobolowski used to point out what's the problem? That's the Ramah l'shitasa, right? The Ramah holds, right? That's exactly what he's saying, right? That if you have this pot, you could eat the cheese afterwards, you could have the milk afterwards. It doesn't make you fleishig, but that's okay, right? And so why do people feel the need to get a little upset about this? But they do get a little upset about the Shach. And both the Shach and Rabbi Akiva Eiger both make additions as to what he could possibly be talking about. So take a look at the Shach. I mean, the Ramah is actually giving meaning what they're both going to say is the Ramah is giving a bigger kula here than he was being machmer for in other places, right? Probably because he says ve'ein bo minug lahachmer. A minug is not to be machmer on that, right? Meaning, he's giving us a kula in addition to what he tells us otherwise. And what is that kula? That's what we're working on. So let's take a look at the Shach Sif Yutes. Shach number Yutes. Sif Sif Cohen. Here we are. So, Yud. We got that all red people, it's on the previous page. Classic people. Your test.
Which one?
And the shaft on the right side of the page.
Okay.
Right? It says on top, Sifsei Kohen. So it's the right side of the page, Yud Tes. It's about five lines before it gets somewhat wide again. So it says, L'kaman reish simen tzadi hei yisba'er, right? In the beginning of simen tzadi hei, it says, that fiu la'achlo im gvina mutter, da'havi not barnat. That to eat it with gvina would be mutter because it's not barnat.
The word is not mean?
Not, it stands for no sein tan.
Okay.
Right, noticing the famous story from that probably never happened, that when the Rav was giving someone his smicha b'china, so of course he asked him about, tell me about Nat Bar Nat, to which the person said, I learned all of your Yeridaya and all of Chulin Rabbi, and I never came across the word Nat Bar Nat. Okay, so, what do I do with that? That's all your Yeridaya is about. So it's no Saint Tam, Bar No Saint Tam. Right, it gives taste into something that's given taste into, right? So meat into pot and then pot into food is an example of not barnat. So it says that filo ochel im vina mutter to have not barnat, that even to eat it with cheese would be mutter because it's not barnat. Right now, again, the Ramah says, but we're knowing to be machmir and not to do that. But okay, so veneer the hada ashkmin and hacha the mutter lechel gvina acharkach. So the fact that the Ramah here is coming up with a big chiddush and saying that you're allowed to eat cheese afterwards. So he says, what's that kula going on? Hainu afilu nisbashel bekedera shelo hudcha yafe. That's going on even if you use a fleshik pot that wasn't cleaned very well. The havik tzas ma mushel shel iser de iser. That there's a little bit of, there's still a little bit of schmutz in that pot. The v'chai gavna aser le'echlo im gvina. Therefore, it's prohibited to eat there in gvina with cheese, as it says over there, v'shari hacha. However, here it would be permissible. Meaning, in that case, it would be prohibited to eat with cheese. However, what the Rama is telling you here is if you want to eat cheese afterwards, that's okay. Right? So if you take a fleshik pot, still have some schmutz in it. Now, when this comes up, lemaisa, in our kitchens, hopefully it's not very often. Rav Sobolsky gave us one case, I remember, I checked my notes. He gave one lemaisa case where this shaila comes up. I'll just explain what the metzias is and then we'll say, right? He says that if it was dirty, if there's a little bit of dirt in it, and then you put something parv in it, and you eat the parv, so it doesn't make you fleshiks. Okay?
Okay.
So when did this come up? So he tainted that maybe this is the shaila, eating French fries in one of those very tasty but not so clean Israeli shawarma joints, right? Because the minhag in the very tasty but not so clean shawarma Israeli joints is that how did they make the French fries in a deep fryer? Okay, that's not specific to very tasty but not so clean Israeli joints, but what they do is to, if you ask for a schnitzel, so they will take the schnitzel and drop that into the deep fryer as well with the French fries, right? So that would then make the French fries officially be a tafshil basar, right? That would make the French fries fleshik. But what happens if they do the whole thing with the schnitzel, and they put in with the fries, and they take out all those fries, they use up all those fries, and then they put in another thing of fries. And during the entire use of those fries, they never stuck, they never threw a schnitzel in. Mm-hmm. Right? So that might be the case of, right, tafshil kedera shelo chudchu yafe. Right? Because it wasn't cleaned, right? They didn't get all the, they didn't take care to get all the schmutz out, but, it wasn't actually cooked with the chicken.
No, we're not talking about the pot, we're talking about the oil that still contains shridim shel basar.
Right. That is true. Maybe that makes it worse. It's very hard to know what the shear is that the Shach is talking about. I bet you if this was as we would develop this to mean something more lemaisa, someone along the line would say was an anu einan bekiyin what the Shach was talking about, not clean. You know, the Shach's wife was very mocked with everything be clean, and if there was a tiny dot, she would get upset. So it must be the Shach. You don't know what when they use terms like that. Well, it was a little dirty.
So he's saying if it's a little dirty, okay. Still okay.
Right, that's what the Shach is saying. Now, how a little dirty is a little dirty, I don't know.
In his robe,
shawarma
regardless.
Bottle comes into it. Again, but again, everyone would be masking the B'dievet, it would be all right. B'dievet would probably be all right. So that's why it's going to be very hard to. You'll tell the guy clean it. But the Evan, it's not there anyway, so it's very hard to know. Yes.
So this is what you were referring to, that it's machmir?
Right, the Ramah is giving you a kula here. What's the Ramah's kula? Right, the Ramah's kula is, not only can you eat cheese if you just use a fleshik's pot and you eat the rice from the fleshik's pot, but you can even eat cheese if you use rice that was cooked in a fleshik's pot that might have still been a little dirty.
So he's clarifying the Ramah.
Right.
Shach is clarifying there.
Yeah. Right, right.
This is different from batel b'shishim because you can say a little bit dirty, and if it's a little bit dirty, it can be less than batel b'shishim, but you've already got batel b'shishim as an argument.
Well, batal b'shishim is
the Eved argument.
Yeah,
batal b'shishim is right. It's usually a taruvus about that specific food, right? Batal b'shishim. I don't know. Would be probably. I don't know if it would be in, how. I'm not sure what the case would be that it would be invoked if your shayla is making someone plagiarize. Because if a piece of meat fell into a thing of noodles, right? So then I guess you would ask, would it be batal b'shishim? Right. This is different. This is like it's not clean, so it's schmutzy. You know, it might not be meat anyways. It might be other stuff.
About shear, what's the shear of schmutzig? So you've already accepted batal b'shishim as one standard, not
yeah. Yes, maybe you would say that. Maybe you would say that. But again, right, but shishim is also a shir b'diyeved. So here, if you eat it, maybe you would, I'm not sure. It's not invoked in the shach, right? Here, I'm not sure. Okay, so if you could find Rabbi Akiva Eger, I don't know how to find it on your sheet here. There certainly is there. Kiddushe Rock.
Rocky?
Yes, on the Shach Sifkatan Yud Tes. So he says the Havi Nat Barnat. That's the Dibra Hamasvil. No, that's not the Dibra Hamasvil. Where were you? You finished off. This is the Shach.
Yeah, so this is on
your one back.
No, it'd probably be the page back. Rare. The Havi Nat Barnat. Dalid. No, you with you, Richard. Where the bottom line of Rabbi Kivegi here? The Havi Nat Barnat.
Got it.
See, Davi Naparnat. So he says a lot of Roshi Tevos here. Starts you off with the seven letters that are really a lot of words. Lefi Anias Daisi Leish Lomar de Nafkamina. There you go. Right, that the practical difference, what the Rama is trying to teach practically, is Afilu Bishlo Chometz de Charif Bekara Shel Basar. You see where we went to, Richard?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, yes.
The Kahar Shel Basar, as we go to the next Amud, the Ein Bo Mishum Nat Barnat Afilu Hachi Mutter Lechol Gvina Acharav. What's he saying here? That even if you cook vinegar, which is charif, which is sharp, right? Bekara Shel Basar in a meat thing, the Ein Bo Mishum Nat Barnat. In which case, you will not be saved by way of Nat Barnat. Still, you can eat Gvina afterwards. What's he saying here? Right, that if you cook something that is a davar charif, right, something that's sharp. So examples of sharp foods are vinegar, what he is using, onions, right? So if you make an onion soup in a fleishik pot, right? So that onion soup is fleishiks, right? And even b'dieved, it's fleishiks. Right? That's the reason. It's fleishiks. And if you put milk into it, so it's gonna be treif. You're not gonna be allowed to eat it. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying, however, that onion soup, the chiddush of this Ramah, is that it won't make you fleishiks. That it won't make you fleishiks. You can have cheese after eating that onion soup. Right? The davar charif chumra, where that eliminates the idea of not barnat, only goes so far as when in terms of hilchos kashrus and hilchos taruvus of the actual soup itself. But don't worry, it won't make you fleishiks. That's the chiddush that this Ramah is teaching you here.
So you're eating or a fleishik soup, which is not making you fleishik.
Right. 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 Okay, so that is...
So it's just fleishik on the basis of the sharpness of the onions.
Right.
We'll learn in the Gemara.
Right. Right. So those davar charif, well, the feature, there's two features really of davar charif. One of them is, right, is that it will draw out, right, it draws out the taste, even if it's already an Eino Ben Yolo. Even if it's more than 24 hours, it will draw it out, and it also will ignore the idea of not bar not. So therefore, it will be like it's the original taste. So it would be as if the onions were cooked with the stuff, but the Rekhi Veger is saying, only until the point that, of the soup itself. But it won't make you fleishiks going onward.
So you can have onion soup, but not onion soup with cheese on it.
You could have right. You cannot put
you
cheese
put
with
cheese
the onion
it.
Soup, right? But
you can have it later.
And b'dieved, if you did, it would be a problem,
right?
Right, but you could have the cheese right after.
I have ice cream after.
And you can have ice cream after eating also.
My bother with the soup.
That's right. That's right.
He's trying to create challenges.
Well, this
is the essence for you.
All right, so Adkan Pei Tes Sif Gimel. Let's sort of flip back to the Beis Yosef to finish off Pei Tes, and in a way to finish off the light side of Basar V'Chalav. This is the easy part of Vasar Chalav. This is like this lulls all smicha students into a false sense of security. Okay, so if we go to the again, we've been learning Peites, right? Where we are here? You're inside. You can't. You want to go to Peites over here, right? Right there on the bottom on the right side. That has the base Yosef, right?
I don't have
Richard doesn't have. You guys are right. Okay.
I can listen to that.
So the if we go down a little bit in to that section on the bottom where it says Gimel with the parentheses and Beis and the Dalet, right? You understand what that means, right? That means what's going to be in that was not put in by the Beis Yosef. That was put in by these printers, who point out that this section here is what's found in Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. Right? So it's a way of researching. And the old Beis Yosef didn't happen. It was just a big blur. And you had to dig things out. So here it says, so Kasav... Kasav Rabbeinu with Simon Tzadi Aleph, our Rabbeinu, when he says his Rabbeinu, he's referring to the... Yeah, you're not... go one page one previous, yeah. Right, so on the bottom.
Give all parentheses?
No, you're here. Right?
Yeah.
Right, so Gimel Beis and Dalet. So Kasav Rabbeinu Simon Tzadi Aleph. Tzarech li zahir shlo yiga basar lach belechem. Shim yiga bo asar l'achol im gvina. You should make sure that the meat doesn't touch, that moist meat doesn't touch bread. Because if it touches, you're not going to be allowed to eat it with cheese. V'chinim yiga bo gvina asar l'achol im basar. Right, so too, if cheese touches the bread, you aren't going to be able to eat it with basar. V'achi yisa b'Yerushalmi, it's explained in Yerushalmi, hadin da'achil chovet zuvay l'meichal kupir mavir pesisin. I don't know what that means, but then he explains perish. What that means is mishachol gvina v'rotzel lechol basar. If one eats cheese and one wants to then go ahead and eat meat, tzarech levayer mi'al hashulchan shiurei hapas. You have to get the rest of the bread off of the table. Sheachli magvina achol adkan l'shono. Right, that the bread that was on the table when you ate the cheese, you got to get off in order to eat the other cheese, which comes up every year in Hilchos Shavuot. In order to eat the meat. So what the implication is that not just the cheese and the meat, right, but even the parv stuff that was on the table attains a status of whatever was on the table. Right, so the bread that was there. So this is, as we'll see, this is a big question on Shabbos, right? What about if you leave challah on the table? Could you then eat it with grilled cheese after Shabbos is over? That's a shiloh. We'll talk about that.
I'll be bounced for that challah.
Okay, good.
Nowadays, we're more.
So there's a little bit of that. We will see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. What time is it? Okay. Good. So let's go. Yerusham Yazeh Pesachim Perakil Dvarim V'Chasva Agos Hashiri V'Shem Or Zeruah Mitzvah Min Hamufcher Hecha She'achol Gvina V'Rotzel Lechol Basa, that where you eat cheese and want to go ahead and eat meat. Tzarech lahavir me'al hashulchan halechem v'chol ha'maychul she'olu im ha'gvina. Now on the next, basically on the next side, lahavir me'al hashulchan halechem v'chol. We're just finished this. Now we're
next page.
Now we're up there. Up here. Lahavir me'al hashulchan halechem v'chol ha'maychul she'olu im ha'gvina al hashulchan b'achach yavir basar. Right, you have to take care of everything, get everything off, and then you can bring out the basar and you can eat it. So implication being, you got to get off everything. You got to get rid of the things that you had there on the table.
Is that for a reason, just to be careful you don't make a mistake, or is that because it's actually attained some element?
Yeah. So based on this, the next couple of lines. Let's continue. The next couple of that v'chasu v'tshuvos hamiyuchasos laharamban. You see, in right, all of us have the new Torah. So it says hamiyuchasos laharamban. Because it's unclear whether the Ramban actually wrote it. Maybe it was his Talmud. It was the Rashba that wrote the tshuvos that are that are attributed to the Ramban. But then like, people are like, oh, come on, the Rashba wrote enough tshuvos. Give some to... Okay. So anyway, so there's a tshuva of the Ramban, that might be the Rashba. Simon Kufayim Beisha, Aser Lechol Gvina Al Mapesha Achol Babas. You're not even allowed to eat cheese on a tablecloth where you ate meat. She'ev sharsh ein aleha kama tipe basar velo machmas mash nivla besocha. Right, that it's impossible that there aren't drops of meat and things that were absorbed into that tablecloth. Ani omer shabalu eino yotze elai de devar cham. However, I say that if it's hot, that things that were absorbed, you don't really have to worry about, but it only comes out by way of heat. V'mishum ha haya aso aniach alav gvina cham. You wouldn't be allowed to put on hot cheese ever. Aval hatsunenes lo elashani omer v'chein emet. Rather, the reason is shani omer v'chein emes shelachluche baser yeshalal harve shaharve pamim yeshanoflam ala tipi atavshil. It's not because there are things absorbed in the tablecloth. It's because there are things that were about 5 lines after became skinny. But it's because there are things that are on top of the tablecloth. It's because there's drops of meat, there's drops of gravy, there's things that are on top that are going to get together. V'chein shemekanchem ala hasachin shechotchem babaser. So too, you got to clean the knives that you use to cut meat. V'chol shu be'ein kashemanichem ala hagvina bein. Right, that you gotta, that if you're gonna use the same knife for both, even if it's cold, you're gonna have to do your best to make sure that it's very clean. And
something else.
Continue.
You're using the knife.
Right, but it's for cold. It's for cold.
For meat and then for.
Yeah, that seems to be what he's saying. But he's saying that if you're gonna do so, that you have to do it, you have to clean it very well in order to do so.
Maybe they only had one.
The knife?
It was cold.
Yeah,
cold.
But I thought that was, you could use it only, that's like a bitty apple kind of thing. Isn't that like...
No, you wouldn't have to kosher it. You would. There is a shach that I think did we do it already? Right, if you eat in you go to Friendly's or whatever, right? But you could use their silverware. There's a shayla that whether you could or the silver may have been. So it says the shach says you could do it once in a while, right? But that's. Meaning, if you use the silver for ice cream, right? You use a spoon for ice cream. So you're using a treif spoon, but you're using it for ice cream. So the shach says you can do it once in a while. Don't do it too often. Well, I don't understand.
I'll take that under advisement. I don't know what it means.
I'm not sure, because if it's wrong, it's wrong. Everyone.
No. You shouldn't know. What he means is you shouldn't be in the practice of using treif. Utensils.
Sure.
But if you're, if you're. You need a spoon, and you're not going to have a chance to kasher anything. I'll make her a dinner smutter, right? So the shach is saying you could do it. I mean, you could do it once in a while. Once in a while, you need a spoon, or you need, or you're in a restaurant, or whatever.
Your next door neighbors who aren't Jewish,
right? Something like that.
You could ice cream at their house with a spoon.
Bring your own,
right?
Ice cream.
No, if they have kosher ice cream, in theory you could use a spoon. Right.
So now we went from melchus to fleishes. Fleishes to melchus. Now we're going from kosher to not kosher.
I'm not sure why that should really be. Why that would make a difference.
With all due respect, flabbergasted. I don't know. There's got to be something here that I'm missing.
Don't change your behavior just yet, okay?
That's a lot.
When did the shock live?
Well, I'm always flabbergasted.
Shock live.
Thank you.
He survived the Chmielnitsky uprising. So that was 1600s, right?
Before Friendly's.
Before Friendly's. Right, before Friendly's.
He doesn't say Friendly's in the street.
No, he just said he said Friendly's in the street.
Well, I quoted it as Friendly's, but I remember when we were in Shears, it was quoted as the Howard Johnson's cooler.
That's better. That's better. At least it was better, because then it was just ice cream.
Oh yeah,
Friendly's is old.
I never was.
HJ's had all kinds of. Yes. Initially, it was ice cream. That's right.
That was not supposed to be the feature here, but yeah.
So,
but anyway,
he would say you could eat like ice cream or a cold pudding dessert at your next door neighbor's using their trace phone.
Once in a while.
Well, not yours. His.
Yeah, I mean,
once in a while, right?
Once in a while, whatever that means.
Right.
What does that mean?
So, for instance,
his birthday party.
What does once in a while mean? Use your seichel once in a while, I think.
And the hot time doesn't count for anything.
Oh.
What's the Mara sign? You're eating ice cream. There's no... What's the Mara sign? You're eating ice cream. Okay, it's his spoon, but there's nothing... It was clean. It wasn't like he took it out of his, bacon and eggs and stuck it in your ice cream.
You got me this.
We're just two, huh?
I guess so.
But why do we need... Why do we need separate...
Sinks?
Utensils? Oh, that's this sugya. Yeah, that's the sugya. Why do we need separate utensils?
Put me up to that.
That's this sugya.
What have I thought about already?
is that story right?
Okay, well, go ahead.
He's very unsettled.
let's read it again.
I may not be in the minority here.
Let's go down. Let's start again. The fourth.
You don't give these shulim to the women, do you?
No, they're not happy about it. There's a famous story about. Who supposedly was in his wife was sick and he was in his kitchen and she came in and she said, like, get out of here, you're chafing up my kitchen.
Not well.
What does he know?
That's the. I've gotten very much the same reaction any time. Anyways, four lines. Let's go back to the third line. The third skinny line. It says v'chein emes. I'll just read it again. V'chein emes shalachluchei basar yeshaleha. Right. Even if there are. The truth is there are pieces of meat there on it. Shehabi pamim yeshanof malah tipei hatavshil. V'chein. This is talking about the tablecloths. V'chein shemekanchem aleha sachin shechotchen ba basar. Oh, that's not exactly. That's not what you're saying here. They would clean onto it the knives that they would use to for the meat. Right, I'm talking about the tablecloths. The chol shehu be'ein, and certainly if there was be'ein on it, k'sheman nichin aleha gvina, bein chama bein sonenes nogimze. And then when you put things on it, they would put cheese on it, whether hot or whether it's cold, and it would touch the tablecloth, right? Or would touch tablecloths. So therefore, it certainly would need to be cleaned off very well. Right, that you have to clean off between. That even though you don't have to. You don't have to tear off part of it, still you need to clean it off very well. But
so this is talking about the tablecloth.
This is talking about the tablecloth, right. But which is a chamur yoser. Ki harbi pa'amim yidavku lekelim, because many times things stick, habasar ba'atzma, ba'agvina ba'atzma, right? That the meat sticks and the cheese sticks, obalechem, or with the bread, asherhu ochel v'yochal basar ugvin b'tfisa achas. And you'll actually come to eat milk and meat at the same time. V'zed davar barer, and that's obvious, and that's a problem, obviously. V'chol shekein she'asar lachtoch gvina, and also it's usher to cut gvina, even if it's cold, with a knife that you regularly cut basar. Even the bread that was eaten with gvina, usher lachtoch basachin, you're not even allowed to cut with a knife, shechotchen b'basar, levisha lepamim hasachin shomno shel basar karush aleim, because often the shuman of the basar sticks to it. V'cheshechotchen hapas nidvato, now when you cut the knife, the pas, it's going to stick to it. K'damrinan and chulam kofiratam beis, son of shechotchen b'sachin, if you cut a radish shel basar, mutr lechlo b'kusach, you're allowed to eat that in b'kusach, v'kimna, Bid the time lie that you tasted it, v'leika tam basar, and there was no meat in it. The efshar ki te'im, we don't do that anymore, that's only in the Gemara. The efshar ki te'im as kfeila bai kadasar, actually, perhaps you need an expert to taste it. V'amrina nami, kishutz v'avtiach garer lehu libi paske. That, what was that? The kishutz v'avtiach.
Modern is horrible.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was talking about. Okay. Uvorchus chaim kasa dvarim elu b'shem harashba v'achar kach kasa b'shem balchuma sh'rabbeinu shimshon hayamatir b'sachin shel basar lachtoch bo lechem v'lechli magvina. That Rabbeinu Shimshon, whoever that was, would permitted using a knife cutting meat and cutting bread and eating it with cheese. Mishum dehavi nat bar nat. Aval lachtoch ba gvina, but to cut the cheese itself Vaday aser im lo natsa bekarka. If you don't stick it into the ground 10 times, oshep hashpa beevan, or you break it, or you drag it against the knife, rach a hard knife, or rach is a rough knife, right? Oba pacham, or I'm not sure what that is. Umiu below kinuach, but without kinuach, afilu lechem aser mifneishim in shamnunas ha'ala, but without kinuach. Even with the bread would be a problem because of the shamnunas that are on it. That that he cut with a knife of shechadcha shepachto besachin shel basar gvina shel goyim shehuchma itzal eish v'amar harav shasachin kasher v'ein tzarech ela hadacha k'din sonein dynamic k'tzonein dami k'even de'ein yatzal et esbo. Even though it might have been a little bit warm, wasn't really warm, etc. Okay, so anyways, you say that the main points of this whole Beis Yosef here is the point that things need to be separated, unless you can ensure that there's no shamnunas there. But very often when you cut things back and forth, there's going to be not just blios, because if it's blios, we don't have to worry about it, right? That's the friendly thing. Which, don't yell at me. That's a little, I think we haven't gotten up to that yet. But that, but when you talk about a knife, or you talk about a tablecloth, you talk about where food is generally flying, so you actually have to worry about shamnunas, not shamnunas, you have to worry about crumbs, you have to worry about in both directions. Okay, so that is the Beis Yosef. Now let's take a look. How are we doing here? Let's just start the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll do this next week. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch, Tetes Sif Dalid. Misha Achol Gvina. Verotze Lechol Basar. The one who eats cheese and then wants to go ahead and eat meat. Tzarech Levaer Mi'al HaShulchan Shiyurei Pas. They have to remove from the table all of the leftover bread, she'achlim ha'gvina, that they would eat with the gvina, va'aser lechol gvina al mapesh she'achlu ha'basar. And you're not allowed to eat the cheese on the same tablecloth that you eat the meat, v'chein lehefachaser. And so too, the opposite. There you go. Hey. Pei
tzadi dalet. Pei tzadi dalet.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Right, v'chol shekein she'aser lachtoch gvina, that you're certainly not allowed to cut the cheese. Afilu tzonenes, even if it is cold. B'sachin sheragilin lachtoch baser, with a knife that you generally cut meat with. V'lo odel afilu hapas she'ochlin im hagvina, and even the bread that you eat with gvina, aser lachtoch b'sachin, you're not allowed to cut with a knife. She'ochlin baser, which you use to cut meat, right? Unless, as the Rebbe says, you put it in the end, that you clean the knife with steel wool and you stick it in the ground and all that kind of stuff.
So this seems to be the opposite of our previous understanding of the business about that you can't really use it.
Well, you can't without cleaning it, but you don't have to kosher it. That's for sure. That's not right. That's different than our understanding, but it's not... we said before, but not in fact. I mean, just we read it here, right? It was talking about a tablecloth. Why we have a problem with the tablecloth? But the din is true. I mean, the din that in theory you could use the same knife for both, if you clean it very well in between. Generally speaking, knives are very hard to clean. There's an assumption in the Gemara and assumption in Shulchan Aruch that knives are very hard to clean, which is what he was talking. That's the sticking into the ground that's referring to.
Yeah, what about forks and spoons?
Forks and spoons are. I don't know what they had. But knives are explicitly, there's duch, this idea of duch at the sakina, which is the idea that there's shamnunis, that there's fat that's attached to the knives itself. Even the bread that you eat with gvina, it's also to cut besach with a knife, shechokin habasa, that you use to cut meat.
Why are there more chamorim with the knives and with the pots?
No, pas is the bread.
No, the pas. Why is it more? Huh?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You have shmutz on a pot, and you make rice in it.
Right. And you're okay.
You're okay. Well, you're okay. You don't have flavor. No, here it's with your. It's going to come in contact with the cheese. The cheese is going to go in the pot, or the cheese is going to come in contact with the knife.
Yeah, as opposed to something apart.
Right.
Okay.
And the Ramah says the opposite would also be true. Fine. However, if you stick it into the ground, it would be mutter, right? That's what we just said. If you take a knife and you clean it very well, so then in theory you could use it for the other flavor. Aval, and this is the key, and I guess we'll talk about this more next week. Aval kvar nagu kol Yisrael lios lahem shnei sechinim. Everybody is knowing to have two knives. V'lirshom echar mehem shehei lo heker v'nagu lirishu shel chalav v'ein l'shanos minug shel Yisrael. Right, that and they would put a sign on one of them, and that one they would only use for milk. V'ein l'shanos minug shel Yisrael, and don't play around with this minug. Right, so various ways of playing around with this minug. So we will, and the various ways that we have constructed to avoid that, we'll get into more depth next week.
So it's almost like.